One surprise in recent decades has been that even some galaxies that are normally quiet, that don't appear to have any flow of material onto their central black holes, can sometimes appear to flare up. In April, researchers working with a space-based X-ray telescope called Integral spotted just such a flare at the centre of the galaxy NGC 4845. Like the Milky Way, this is a spiral galaxy whose central black hole is normally quiet, and so this flare came as quite a surprise. To find out what might have triggered it, I spoke to Dr. Roland Water from the University of Geneva. He led the observations, and I started by asking him how he came to discover the flare in the first place.
So I was observing, in fact, a deep extragalactic field, in particular on the quasar 3C273. And suddenly, another galaxy that we never detected before became very bright. And that was the start of that story.
So it was just a case of you observing one galaxy and another one happened to be in the same field of view, and then something rather exciting happened.
Absolutely. So in that galaxy, we never saw anything, and suddenly we saw a source brightening, and in fact we could see the flux of that galaxy, the hard X-ray flux, increasing from zero to the maximum in about 2 to 3 weeks. And then the flux started to decrease. We had an observation later on, and the flux, in fact, decreased over a year timescale.
And what's your interpretation of what was going on to make that flare happen so very suddenly?
So the flux indeed increased by a factor of at least 1,000 in our case, and perhaps even more. If you can measure the flux you get during, let's say, several weeks or a few months, you can measure the integrated energy that came out of that black hole. And this energy, you can directly relate it to an amount of mass that is accreted by the black hole. And this amount of mass corresponds to half of the mass of the planet Jupiter. So we knew that the amount of gas that has been really accreted in the black hole corresponds to half of Jupiter. But in fact, in such event, the mass of the object that is disrupted is much larger, and only a fraction of that mass falls on the black hole. So we estimate, looking at the shape of the light curve, that the mass of the initial object should be something like 15 times the mass of Jupiter.
So you know the mass of the object that fell in, and you know it went in quite quickly. So are you inferring from that that this was quite a compact object, like a whole planet, that just flew in through the event horizon of this black hole and was swallowed up?
What we believe is that this massive object, which is either a massive planet or a brown dwarf, so a failed star, if you want, but very low mass one, this object came close enough to the black hole to be disrupted by the tidal forces. And at that point, you have the external part of this object that will be ejected from the core of the object. And this occurs something like 3 months before we have seen the first hard X-rays. Because then you need, in that case, probably 2 to 3 months for the material to go from the objects to the surface of the black hole, where it starts to shine at very high energies. And then you have part of the material of the atmosphere of this object that fall into the black hole. And when this material arrived at the horizon of the black hole, then it started to shine very strongly. And it took about basically 1 month for all the material that was going to fall in the black hole to indeed fall in the black hole. But the rest of the material that was ejected because of the tidal forces, some of that material also went away from the system, so we never fall in the black hole, but just go around as a gas cloud.
That was Dr. Roland Water, who's based at the University of Geneva. And I find his observations particularly fascinating because, as well as telling us about the mechanics of how material behaves when it falls onto a black hole, once we start to get an idea of how common these flares are, that will also give us some clue about how many planets and failed stars there are drifting through galaxies like NGC 4845.